Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News host, Tanisha Mercer. Ooh, child, the earth is indeed ghetto and trailer park. Can we please leave? It is only Wednesday, but already it's been a Black Ass week. The highlight of the week so far is the BET Music Awards, a celebration of the culture for sure. Let me give you the BET Music Awards highlights. We saw Puffy come out on stage. Definitely doing a tribute to some of the things he's done in the music industry. As part of that tribute, he gave a shout out to the late Kim Porter, also Cassie, who, you know, he was with Cassie for a long time, about 10 plus years. Cassie is now married to another man. Surprisingly, he gave his tribute, and his current boo thing, whatever you want to call it, was holding a sign saying "Go Poppy," and yeah, the Black ass internet is in their feelings about it all. Y'all know Puffy been for the streets since like the early 90s, since Mary J. Blige's Real Love. So you know how, we know how Puffy rolls, okay? What else? Kanye came out on stage wearing, I mean, he had like on a leather ensemble, it reminded me of like a 90s MacGyver leather jacket. His head was covered. He had on large glasses. You couldn't see none of his chocolate skin. Like, the whole outfit looked like, you know, it looked like it might smell like earring backs and burnt pennies. That was what I was saying. I was like, goodness, are you hot? Yay, are you hot? Because you about to make me hot, okay, and pass out up in here, and I'm watching you on TV. What else happened? Somebody, the ashiness is everywhere. Somebody's ashy son or daughter gave Kevin Samuels a tribute, and I just need to know who approved this work order request. Who thought this would be a good idea? Other than that, the BET Awards, as I mentioned, were definitely a celebration of the culture, of the Black ass culture. We saw a lot of artists come out and perform, and everybody had a good old time. What else is going on in black ass news and Black ass culture? Oh, we are currently fighting about the video that has made the way on the Black ass internet. I swear, some of these things are, every year you see them, like every so often, every couple months, the shit starts, you know, starting up again, and you see us arguing. We're arguing about who's making a plate at the cookout. We're arguing about who gets a big piece of chicken. We're arguing about who's fed first, the man of the house or the children. I swear these scenarios do nothing but just drive us further and further apart. But the latest is we're arguing about men who don't have McDonald's money, because we're seeing a video of a mother and she is giving the father of one of her children the business for feeding the one child McDonald's and apparently not the other children. I don't know the inside dynamics of that situation. It all seems very toxic to me, but I know that I will stand on this. No hungry children in my presence. It's a child. Feed the child. Bottom line, like I fed plenty of children who aren't mine, who were just friends of my children. If one eats, we're all going to eat. If there isn't enough, we're going to make a way. We're going to either split it up. You get a fry, I get a fry, a half a burger. We're going to cut that into fours, or I'm going to make more food. I can't believe we're sitting here arguing about, you know, McDonald's money, essentially, is what we're arguing about. But, you know, it is the lightning rod on this Black ass internet. So you guys, make sure you stay tuned to Black ass news for the latest in comedy, pop culture, and celebrity news. Follow the Black ass news Facebook page, also at Black ass news comedy on TikTok and IG. And don't forget to share the Black ass news podcast to all of your little friends. Stay black, y'all.